So if incubation is being done externally, then if you're taking a say the egg from the female, the sperm from the male, and uniting it, then where does the soul come into the picture? That way we can ask, where does the soul come into picture? Normal reproduction also, isn't it? Normal reproduction, again, the soul, the man and a woman unite. So the point here is, the soul cannot be perceived at the physical level. But the soul's presence itself leads to some significantly different characteristics manifesting in matter. I earlier talked about how this mic and the hand, what is the difference between the two? I said, this is not aware of its existence, this is aware of its existence. But another way to look at it is that matter normally undergoes three states. There is creation, there is deterioration, and there is destruction. Now, this table was built. If somebody bangs it, it will break. Then afterwards, it will break down completely. On the other hand, if us conscious beings, we go through not living beings go through not three but six changes. After we are created, we grow. We can't have, no matter how sophisticated a computer we have, the computer is not going to grow, isn't it? Then we maintain ourselves. If my hand gets cut, it clots and heals itself. Homeostasis is a whole process in the body. We try to protect itself. There's no such thing in we could say normal matter. Then another is reproduction. We reproduce. So with all our scientific advancement, we don't know why some matter goes through these six changes and why some matter goes through these three changes. What is it that is different? From our visible perspective, this matter and this matter are made of the same components. So it's not the process of reproduction that is important. It is the principle that is there which is different over there. So yes, sometimes the reproduction can happen through normal means. Sometimes the reproduction can happen through non-normal means. In fact, in many of the Vedic texts also, it described at times how the sperm would be taken from a sage and that somebody else would take that sperm and preserve that sperm, and from that some new person would come up. So that's not a... What is advanced in this is the technology. As earlier, we may not have the technology by which we could incubate outside. But no matter how much we develop the technology, the point here is, what is the principle? Why is it that this matter is behaving this way and this matter is behaving this way? So, now with respect to the specific question of where the soul is present, actually the soul, one of the characteristics of the soul described in the Bhagavad Gita is that it is sarvagataha. It is capable of being present everywhere. In our own bodies, more than the number of cells in our body, several times more are the number of germs that are present in our body. Now, by germs, I don't mean negative germs, but just microbes. And they are needed for the functioning of this body. So now each of those microbes is a soul. So basically, souls are present at various places, and wherever they get a suitable biological medium to become embodied, they take that medium. So nature may create that biological medium in the womb, or we may create that biological medium using technology in an external level. That doesn't matter. What matters is that this matter, what matters is that the certain, you could say biological matter, actually matter is that embodied matter or matter that is living, that exhibits fundamentally different characteristics from matter that is non-living. And why that difference is there, that is something which has no material explanation. So that is because there is something higher present which animates. Okay?